The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Emmanuel, we worship you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, darling, for your children. You didn't have any more in the house. Y'all go make some more babies. Bring them on to the house. And you. We need them. Trying to make myself happy. Bring them on. God bless these precious children. You got to know how to treat children. There's no treating them in any kind of way. Treat them with love and kindness. They'll remember that the rest of their lives. You don't know who had to push you in the wheelchair when you get older. You know, treating them bad as a child, they take the wheelchair. You're bad at talking, mama, and in the little wheelchair. You remember how you treated me? I can remember as a child when the grown folk really didn't treat me quite right. I would say to myself, when I get old, I got something for you. But let's treat these young folk. I understand they're children and they must mind and behave. But that still don't stop you from treating them with love and kindness. If they can't get love and kindness out of church, I don't need to take it nowhere, Father. You have your Bible. The book of Luke. First chapter. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Dr. Luke. The first chapter. Of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Good, Father. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord.
All right.
Let's talk a little bit here this morning. I have a reason to praise him.
Yes.
I have a reason. Matter of fact, turn to your neighbor and say,
neighbor.
This morning, I have a reason to praise him.
This morning,
I have a reason to praise him. This morning. First of all, this morning is a great morning because God didn't have to give you this morning. God didn't have to awaken you this morning. God didn't have to take care of you this morning. Matter of fact, he could have left you in the bed with your eyes open, but still can't move this morning. But because he was good to me, I have a reason to praise him. I have a reason to praise him. I have a real reason, brothers, to praise him. Although I'm catching hell, I have a reason to praise him. There's a storm in my life, but I have a reason to praise him. Things around me may not be going quite right, but I have a reason. I got no help in the house. I'm here by myself, but all of us in here has a reason for the season. Watch close. Just the other day, a tornado formed.
Come on,
63 miles of traffic gets to this city, makes a slight turn, damage a few things, and then get up and go away. Watch closely. Most cities in towns, when this happens, nothing is left behind. Matter of fact, we're trying to find loved ones. They're unaccounted for. Homes are destroyed. Lives are broken. Churches are ramshackle. There's nothing most times left to the city. But on this day, God puts his hands in the storm. Guides it to the city, but around the city. No life is lost right here. Somebody in this house got a reason to praise. Brother Jubert, he can say, I got lights, but no cable. You got a reason to praise. The house is still standing.
Well, I know you right now.
Everyone in here has a reason.
Yes, sir.
So if you got a reason to praise, then why come in here with him? I got a reason. Watch closely. Even in Opelousas, on the day that the storm was here, my phone was going off saying, get down.
That's right. Get down.
So that tells me that 63 miles, if it had just kept coming, it would have came to us too, Brother Gilbert.
It didn't stay on the ground.
63 miles of travel? And it's moving all over the place in an uncontrolled way? But God is still in control? Although the storm is out of control, somebody in the city is praying. And we just ought to thank the Lord here this morning. That we have a home. To live in. What is my Christmas gift? I just have a home to live in. I'm still alive. I'm not fighting for my life. My children are not displaced. The storm came, but God moved it. I have a right to come and worship Him in truth and in spirit. So allow me to give myself to God and tell Him, thank you now for making a way another day. Yes, yes, I have a reason to praise Him, love Him, and also fear Him. You also not only must praise the Lord, but you must fear. The Lord.
Amen.
You must fear the Lord. And the reason you must fear the Lord, because He don't want you to think that you are greater than Him. So therefore, we must fear Him as well as love Him. My old granddaddy, I feared Him, but I loved Him. Because I know that correction could come at any time. At the stroke of a finger, it could come. But I loved it. So it is with God. I'm a sold-out Christian. Y'all just really don't know. Watch closely. Luke. The doctor, the physician, began to talk about this story. Watch closely. Zacharias, the father. Elizabeth, the mother, Zacharias was out of touch. Watch closely. Chapter 1. Verse 20. And behold, let's go to 19. Let's go to 18. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am old.